citizens of heaven. All of heaven welcomes you. But our citizenship is in heaven, and we eagerly await a Savior from there, the Lord Jesus Christ. That was Philippians 3, verse 20. Now here, Paul says that Christians have citizenship in heaven. Webster's defines citizen as a native or naturalized member of a state or nation, an inhabitant of a city or town who owes allegiance to its government and is entitled to its protection and privileges. A resident is a person who resides or dwells in a place. Citizens have rights that aliens, residents, and visitors do not. While aliens or residents have some rights and privileges, they do not have the same rights and privileges of citizenship. In recent years, Houston has become home to one of the largest illegal immigrant or alien populations in the U.S. I see local authorities wrestle with the issue of citizenship daily. As Christians, we are called to be both aliens and citizens. As children of light, we are called to live as aliens among children of darkness and to separate ourselves from the world's ways. While we reside or live in the world, we retain our citizenship in heaven. As a citizen of heaven, we must obey God's word, his laws, his ways, and his truth, knowing that when we do, we are entitled to his protection and provision. As citizens, we are entitled to the blessings and favor of God. We are protected and immune to worldly economics. We can expect supernatural breakthrough and abundance. We're entitled to special treatment and favor from El Shaddai, knowing the angel of death and destruction will pass over our house because we are covered by the blood of Jesus. We operate under supernatural laws of heaven when we walk the streets with the love of God in our hearts. At night, we can sleep in perfect peace. Child of God, I encourage you to ask God to speak to your heart today about your status. Are you an alien or a citizen of heaven? If you are an alien, invite Jesus into your life, confess him as Lord and Savior, and become a citizen of heaven. The saints and angels will sing praises to God and welcome you. Lord, thank you for the gift of eternal salvation. I confess Jesus as my Lord and Savior and claim all rights and privileges as a citizen of heaven. Through the blood of Jesus and in the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen.